The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, December 5, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel concluded his official visit in Iran after a busy agenda of meetings at the highest governmental level with businessmen, solidarity groups, and tours through centers of interest. Before he left the Persian country, the president attended the Sadabad Historical Cultural Complex, where he met with Cubans living in Iran and solidarity groups, whom he thanked for their affection and support to the island. Díaz-Canel had described as profitable his exchange with Persian businessmen, to whom he highlighted the business opportunities in the Caribbean nation and its exportable offer focused on expanding economic and trade ties between the two countries. The Cuban president ratified that he will continue to strengthen parliamentary relations with the head of the Islamic Consultative Assembly of Iran and conveyed the invitation of the president of the island's parliament, Esteban Lasso, to visit Havana. The visit gave continuity to all the issues discussed during the Persian leaders' stay in Havana last June and to other bilateral discussions held in other global forums, the president said at the end of the official dialogue with his host counterpart, Iranian President Seyed Ebrahim Raisi. For 2 days, as of this Tuesday, the resort city of Varadero will host the final conference advancing towards an inclusive and accessible higher education in Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and Costa Rica. According to local coordinator Maile Salgado, the final conference includes the project Access, aimed at improving and guaranteeing learning conditions and promoting policy changes towards the inclusion of students with disabilities. Access includes in its program students from Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and Costa Rica who receive through modern practices of inclusion, training, and corporate work studies that contribute to their professional formation. The Cuban ambassador to Colombia, Javier Caamaño, and the Secretary of District Education of Bogotá, Edna Cristina Bonilla, signed a memorandum of understanding to establish the terms of a strategic alliance in this field. This alliance will promote development and strengthen mutual cooperation between the Secretariat of the Education of Bogotá and the Ministry of Education of Cuba, and will contribute to the exchange of good practices in public policies, programs, experiences, and knowledge around the educational field. In statements to Prensa Latina, the representative of the Cuban Educational Mission in Colombia, Marbelis Cuellar, explained the importance of a common agenda among the countries of the area, which enhances South-South cooperation. In addition, it guarantees mobilization and joint action to promote compliance with Sustainable Development Goal number 4 for inclusive, equitable, and quality education for all throughout life. Cuba recently presented at the UN Conference on Climate Change, COP28, the Eco Valor Project, which promotes the generation of multiple environmental benefits based on the economic valuation of goods and services. It is a tool for decision-making at different levels that has been implemented since 2018 in 15 Cuban provinces, including 15 protected areas. Ailem Hernandez, project director and official of the National Center for Protected Areas, explained that this initiative seeks to contribute to the environmental, economic, and social development of the country through legal, political, and institutional frameworks in key areas. This Monday, representatives of the Caribbean island also launched the International Alliance for the Circularity of a Resilient and Low-Carbon Sugarcane agro-industry in the Cuban Pavilion at COP28, which is being held in the United Arab Emirates. A beautiful sculpture that replicates the Grand Mayotte was unveiled in Tuxpan, Veracruz, the place from where Fidel Castro and 82 revolutionary combatants departed to begin the guerrilla struggle in Cuba. Cuban ambassador to Mexico, Marcos Rodriguez, Veracruz's governor, Cuitlahuac Garcia Jimenez, Senator Gloria Sanchez, and Tuxpan's mayor, Jose Manuel Pozos, attended the ceremony. They also participated in a tribute to the apostle of Cuban independence, Jose Martí, who was the mastermind of the attack on the Moncada garrison. In his words of gratitude for such an event, Ambassador Rodriguez praised the reproduction of the Grand Mayotte obtained by Antonio de Conde, known as El Cuate, with great haste and exquisite quality by Cuban sculptors with the support of Mexican workers. On behalf of the Cuban government and people, the diplomat thanked Mexico for this work and said that the Grand Mayotte is ready to sail again, just like its original yacht, located on Avenida de las Misiones in Havana. That is why Mexico was once again present at this commemoration. And in the international agenda, we have that the group of eminent personalities of the Caribbean community, CARICOM, will return to Haiti this week to try to mediate in the political crisis and reach an agreement. From December 6 to 14, the delegation will meet in the capital with political, government, and civil society representatives and will discuss a crisis resolution proposal presented during its last trip to the country. The document introduces changes such as the replacement of the High Transitional Council by a Transitional Council with presidential prerogatives and the formation of a Provisional Electoral Council that respects the Articles of the 1987 Constitution. It should promote the protection of human rights and the rule of law, as well as accountability, reforms, and the creation of a political environment conducive to the organization and holding of elections as soon as possible, according to a version of the text circulating on social networks. Meanwhile, El Salvador's National Administration of Aqueducts and Sewerage reported on Monday the beginning of a water treatment plant's construction in Lake Yopango as a result of a donation from the People's Republic of China. The project is being executed with an investment of U.S. dollars of $40 million and will take 3 years to complete. The Chinese cooperation, represented by Hebei Construction Group and CUCD, will be in charge of the design, construction, and supervision of the project, which will improve the supply of the precious liquid to over 250,000 people. Located on Lake Yopango, near the capital, the facility will supply water to several municipalities in the southern area of San Salvador. China participates in several projects donated to the Salvadoran people, among them the construction of a modern national stadium with capacity for over 50,000 people, which started its execution just a week ago. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.